Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is Nigel bringing you the your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and all that kind of stuff to fill those kind of genres really. And as usual, I'm going to bring you a good mix of all the latest music I can find, a few old classics and a rundown of the gig and club guide going on in the area so you know what stuff there is out there to do. We open the show there with a fantastic track that's In Strict Confidence with Wintermoon. That's from the Exile Paradise album, which is not an album I've really got into as yet, but loads of people keep recommending it to me, so I thought I'd have a listen through it and pick that track for tonight. We've got lots of other stuff coming up later in the show, but I'll get onto all that later. I think I'm just going to continue with the tunes, and we've got some... Ooh, this is quite an artist I'm really getting into at the moment. This is a track by Icintilla. Okay, there we had Stromkern with Armageddon, an absolutely astounding track, and I think they've got a lot of new fans since last year's Infest, Infest being the electronic music festival we have here every year in Bradford, and we always look forward to, and I think they were the surprise band of last year's Infest, and got a lot of new followers, and that's quite an old track off the album Armageddon. It's the title track, in fact, it's Armageddon, just stonking stuff from them. As always, I'll be very excited if I hear any news about any more material from them, but the current catalogue we've got is a lot of fun. Before that, we had I Scintilla, which to me is a fairly new artist, and their debut album is Optics, which that was Toy Soldier that we played from there. Good little track. It's actually quite an interesting album. If you like that music, definitely get your hands on it, because it's full of all those, well, that very kind of electronic and female vocal sound, all very good. Right, we've got the Gig and Club Guide, but I think I'll leave that till later in the show. I think I'll play some tunes first. And what I've got coming up now is an artist I don't think I play much of, but I really do like. She's actually gigging soon in the Yorkshire region, so I'll go through that in the Club Guide afterwards. But first, I'll play you some tunes, and this is Emily Autumn with Dead Is the New Alive.
Alive, alive. My mask. My filter. My defense. My face. Insurance. Against indifference. My sanity.
seems like a dream.
Listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there the the really rocking Combi Christ with Red, and I've got to say, even though Combi Christ is one of those artists, packs out venues, packs out dance floors, continually requested, it's something I've kind of never really got into as much as Andy Lepagua's previous incarnation in Icon of Coil. But Combi Christ definitely seems to be popular with the masses. So I just went through the most recent album and found that track that's actually quite appealing. I've got to say, I think I may have overlooked them for a little bit too long. So yeah, there you go. Combi Christ with Red. And before that, we had the very electronic So Man with Mask. And before that, we had Emily Autumn with Dead Is The New Alive. Very kind of operatic but electronic in just a very unique way. Very well worthwhile getting into that, that style, if you like that kind of thing. As promised way earlier in the show, got the gig and club guide coming up. All the events going on in Yorkshire that, certainly the ones I know about. Okay, tomorrow night, on Friday the 6th of July, we have the Friday Flock. Well, actually, technically, it's day one of Woolstock. I think I've mentioned this before in previous shows. Woolstock is, from last year, you'll know it's a little three-day mini-festival in Leeds of bands and a club night of quiet gothicness. So if it's your kind of thing, there's a three-day festival going on this weekend, starting on Friday with the Friday Flock, because the festival is Woolstock. It's got the sheepish theme. It's organised by the sheepish promoters, so Woolstock, why not? So Friday Flock is the first night. It's the usual Friday Flock night with goth, alternative 80s, industrial, very request-friendly DJs, all that kind of stuff. 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. and if you're not buying a Woolstock weekend ticket, it will be about £4 on the door, I think. More information at www.fridayflock.net. There's also a bit of news about that night as well. Friday Flock's been going for ages and had really quite a solid following, in later on this year it's going to finish. I think the last Friday Flock will be 7th of September. And in October there will be a new club night starting, so fear not, it's not disappearing completely. The new club night will not be a direct continuation of the Friday Flock, but it will be kind of flocking spirit. That's all the information that's been released, apart from it's going to be on a Saturday, which is a bit of a departure from Fridayness, but there you go. Anyway, I'll give you more information about that as I find out nearer the time, no doubt. But yes, we have Woolstock continuing on day two, and it turns into the band days. So on day two we have Solemn Nirvana, Rome Burns, Skeletor Family, and Gilling Miranda. They're all playing at Joseph's Well in Leeds on doors 6 p.m, first band at 7 p.m. Following that, on Sunday, we have Woolstock Day 3. This is held at the Subculture in Leeds, so again, back at the Subculture. Again, more bands. We have Pink Hearse, Project, I nearly couldn't pronounce my T there. And before we said there was a band called C playing, but they've unfortunately had to pull out due to unspecified reasons. Graciously stepping in to fill the spot has been Cowder Pavonis. At the top of the bill is Screaming Banshee Air Crew. So doors 7 p.m. for that, first band 7:30. More information about the whole Woolstock weekend can be found at www.woolstock.co.uk. I believe a whole weekend ticket's about £12.50. But anyway, the information's on the website on how to get tickets, get to the venues, all that kind of stuff. Following that, we have a Living Dead special, special for Friday the 13th. So Friday the 13th of July, it's the Nightclub of the Living Dead special at the Subculture in Leeds. It's general alternative tunes, it's not a specific goth night, but it'll be stuff, if you like the goth industrial electronic kind of world of things, it'll be kind of that with rock and alternative and Indian, you know, a bit of everything in the general alternative world. 10 p.m. till 3 a.m, £4 on the door, £2 if dressed in a horror movie style. You can't argue with that. More information at www.thesubculture.co.uk. And on the Sunday after that, the weekly, Leeds' weekly goth night, Black Sheep, is at the Subculture again. It's obviously taking a Sunday off for the Woolstock, but as it's all run by the same people, it's pretty much the same kind of thing. Apart from Black Sheep is weekly and free. So if you want to chill out on a Sunday night in Leeds, at a very sociable goth night, there you go, Black Sheep at the Subculture. And following that, we have... I'm going a bit ahead of myself here, but we have Resonance at the Subculture in Leeds. This is the Industrial Noise IDM night. It's kind of an early evening event, so it's 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. It can be fitted in. It's quite an easy entrance, warm up to the Wendy House, because it's the Wendy House afterwards. So again, on the same Saturday, Leeds Student Union, the main room, Dark Alternative. 80s alternative and cheesy stuff, and the Mutate Room is for the more hard dance electronic stuff. 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. But that Saturday is pretty busy Saturday, because I think, as I mentioned earlier, that Emily Autumn is touring, and she gets to the Corporation in Sheffield on Saturday the 21st, and that sounds like a fantastic little gig, because I'm going to try and get myself there as well, so I'll let you know what it's like afterwards. But if you like the Emily Autumn track I played earlier, and Sheffield's gettable too from wherever you are, it's definitely well worth checking out. Okay, right, I've been nattering for ages. That's quite a big lineup of stuff going on, but I think I'm going to play a couple of tunes now, and they're connected somehow, so you win kind of music geek points for yourself if you get the connection before I tell you after the tunes, but I'm just going to carry on.
Mind to myself.
You are listening to DAX Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. Now, I wonder how many are out there. How many of you out there got the connection between those last two tracks? If I explain who they are, it'll become very apparent. The last track there was a group called KGC, and that track was Ever After. Now, KGC is basically a project between Dean Garcia of Curve and Sasha and Lucia from KMFDM. So there you go, you've got a kind of a combining of two bands going on there, and it's sounding, I've got to say, very, very Curve-inspired, so you've got that whole Dean Garcia sound going on there. And before that, we had a new thing for, well, for me indeed, at least. It's another collection of people called The Secret Meaning Meeting. And that is Karin and Static from the band Collide, who've been played on the show a good few times before. And they've combined with Dean Garcia of Curve for that album. And that's, again, that was actually just stuffed in my hands about half an hour before I walked in the studio tonight. So it's I haven't really had much of a listen to it, so I don't really know what the rest of the album's like. I've heard a couple of previews on the internet that they've had bouncing around, but I just got hold of the album tonight, so I'll listen to that more thoroughly and probably play more tracks off that in future shows. But it certainly, again, has that whole Dean Garcia Curve trademark sound to it all, which is, well, it's a good thing, to be honest. I really do like Curve, and I can't really complain when bands like Collide and KMFDM get there, get involved with that sound and Dean Garcia's talents as a music maker. Right, carrying on with the tunes, I think. What I've got lined up? I've got some really, really old Apoptygma Berserk for you. You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back in a fortnight's time with more tunes and events and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to leave you tonight. Actually, I better tell you who I just played. Just played Pop Tingma Berserk with Kathy's song, and The Cure with Play for Today, a classic old one there. A couple of oldie classics for me, at least. I'm going to... what am I going to leave you with? I'm definitely going to leave you with, if it's the right track queued up, I'm going to leave you with Edge of Dawn and The Flight. Good night.
You.